Former Governor Dave Heineman, a Republican, is disputing the latest report from the Nebraska Republican Party about spending on a race where Heineman and current Republican Governor Pete Ricketts are supporting different candidates. The race at the center of the controversy is in southeast Nebraska's District 1, pitting Senator Julie Slama, appointed to fill a vacancy by Governor Pete Ricketts, against Janet Palmtag, a longtime Republican Party worker supported by Heineman. Originally, the Nebraska Republican Party reported spending $66,000 to support Slama in the form of in-kind contributions. But Slama didn't disclose the contributions on her report, leading to a complaint by Palmtag's campaign. Now, the Republican Party has changed its report to show the $66,000 as independent expenditures. Nebraska Accountability and Disclosure Commission Executive Director Frank Daly describes the legal difference using an example. Here's how he describes an independent expenditure.
A corporation, say, places an ad in a newspaper expressing its support for a candidate. It does not request permission from the candidate. It doesn't seek input or approval from the candidate as to the text of the ad. The corporation reports the independent expenditure, but the candidate does not.
And here's how Daly describes an in-kind contribution.
Well, let us take our newspaper example again. However, in this case, the entity or person making the contribution consults with the candidate about the text of the ad or the timing of the ad or things of that nature. In that case, you have an in-kind contribution, and that contribution is reported both by the corporation or entity making the contribution and by the candidate as well.
Nebraska Republican Party Executive Director Ryan Hamilton said the party believes its contributions to Slama were categorized improperly in its original report, and that's why it was changed. But Heineman doesn't believe it. He says Jessica Flanagan, a political consultant with Axiom Strategies, both works for Slama's campaign and was responsible for a Nebraska Republican Party mailer critical of Palmtag, suggesting the spending by the Republican Party should have been categorized as an in-kind contribution, which Slama's campaign should have reported.
It's inconceivable to believe this was an independent expenditure. Jessica Flanagan directed and coordinated the Nebraska Republican Party's negative attack ads on Janet Palmtag.
Those ads included a mailer with a photo of Palmtag juxtaposed with one of black independent state senator Ernie Chambers and accusing her of siding with, quote, liberals, atheists, and extremists, unquote. Palmtag denied the charges, and the flyer was condemned as racist by both Heineman and former governor and senator Bob Kerry, a Democrat. Hamilton, the party's executive director, declined to answer NET News questions about whether there was coordination between the party and Slama's campaign. But in an article in the June 30th edition of the Lincoln Journal-Star, Hamilton is reported as saying he, in fact, was responsible for the content of the mailing after consulting with Flanagan. Flanagan declined to get into details of her work, but said there's no prohibition in Nebraska law against the same vendor working for a party and a campaign. She also suggested Heineman was being inconsistent in his criticism.
When he was running for governor in 2006 against Tom Osborne, and I was the executive director of the Nebraska Republican Party, he certainly didn't have any problem with campaigns coordinating closely with the state party because he directed a lot of our day-to-day activity.
Ricketts was asked about the controversy at a news conference Friday. He said he didn't know the details of the campaign finance controversy, but defended the party.
I'm sure the Republican Party is doing the right thing. The Republican Party can coordinate with candidates. There's no problem with doing that. And everything that the Republican Party did to be able to make sure we got a conservative like Julie Slama through her primary and to get her elected in November is absolutely appropriate.
And Ricketts heaped praise on Flanagan, his former campaign manager, whom he still employs as a consultant.
Jessica is the best in the business here in Nebraska. That's why I hire her.
Dan Parsons, a consultant with Palmtag's campaign, said the campaign is evaluating its next move. For NET News, I'm Fred Knapp.